Welcome to the bonus Q&A session. The question is, if two of our causes are giving to missions and church planting, should we present them separately or just list them in the same category? So one of the causes is missions. Another cause is church planting. So the question is, do we list it as missions and church planting, or do we list it as number one, missions, number two, church planting? Well, that really depends on a couple of factors. Number one, are both of these causes at the heart of your church's culture? You know, if your church has a culture where missions and church planting go together, in other words, will your people be more prone to support the offering if you present each cause separately, or do they automatically think of them as combined as well? You see, it depends on how they think. If they think of them separately, then I would definitely separate them out and promote them individually because you'll end up raising more money. If they think of them as one cause, then you might as well put them together and not waste one of your four primary causes. And I use that word waste carefully, but not take up one of your four primary causes by making this separate. And then another question is, how many overall causes are you promoting? Keep in mind that you only need three or four causes. And in fact, that's a great place to start. Just three or four specific causes that you're promoting. Many more than that, you run the risk of people tuning out because of too much information. So if you've got more than four, you might consider combining missions and church planting. But more importantly, you have to think about culture. I will say, if you're not familiar with my book on church planting, the book Launch, How to Start a New Church from Scratch, that might be something you want to invest in for all of your church planters to give them the best opportunity to succeed.